Confessions of a Transylvanian by Kevin Tice and Ron Fox. Narrated by Kevin Tice. Dedicated to Donnie Spatafora, Richard Brown, and Terry Tice. Prologue. January 8th, 1982, Deerfield Beach, Florida. The first time I ever spoke to Donnie, I lied to him, and all he did was ask my name. Minutes after the Rocky show comes down, and I'm standing in front of him, practically kicking dirt clods, staring at the floor and sweating. I was so nervous. I had no idea what they'd want me to do before letting me join up. Was there a waiting list? Did I have to go through some kind of initiation? An elaborate, painful hazing ceremony that would leave me smarting in my hidey hole? Who knew? All I wanted was in, whatever this was, this trippy, freaky, fucked-up thrill show that I'd just witnessed for the past 2 hours. This was for me. Yeah, it was weird. Absolutely. Way weirder than I thought it would be, even. But not granny in her bra weird. It was 16-year-old girls in fishnet stockings weird. So, hey, sign me up. If they wanted me to spit-shine shoes for a few months in order to get into the club, bring it. I got a rag. Let's go. By the way, I was doing this signing up thing without prior approval. The mom hadn't yet given me a thumbs up on this plan, and I was taking a pretty big leap of faith that she'd be cool with it, but deep down, I wasn't too worried. Basically, it amounted to an irresistible trade-off. If she gave me permission to join the Rocky cast, it would guarantee that she would know exactly where I would be every Friday and Saturday night. What parent of a 16-year-old boy doesn't want that? Besides, she wasn't the say-no type. Well, I knew a few of those. Bitch moms? I didn't have one. Thank God. So there I was, ready to set pen to paper and enlist. All I needed to know was, where's the recruiting officer? When the show came down and the lights bumped up, I felt a surge of panic. It was urgent that I find this person now, before they left the theater for the night and my chance was blown. Working against the flow of traffic, I elbowed my way to the front of the theater and approached a girl from the cast as she was packing up her gear. She was one of the minion-looking types in the dark jackets. Hey, listen, what do I have to do to join the cast? She glanced up at me disinterestedly. "Talk to Donnie," she said, and went back to stuffing sequined costume pieces into her bag. Upon closer inspection, this girl was practically spilling out of her top. How could she even stand up straight? "No, focus. Pay attention. She gave you a name." "Okay, Donnie," I looked around. "Who's he?" She jerked a thumb at a guy towards the front, murmured, "That's him. You can't miss him," and strolled away, swaying on her heels. I turned, and there he was. The biggest, meanest-looking badass I'd ever laid eyes on. 270 if he was a pound, and brother was he a pound. 6'3" and huge, hair that practically shot out of his head, arms like anacondas, leather biker jacket, combat boots, and a wallet strung on a chain that latched to his belt. But the headline was size. This guy was gigantic in every conceivable way. Big like the USSR was big. Jupiter big. Get the picture? I mean, I almost bailed out right there. Who needed this? I was not much inclined to make the acquaintance of a guy who looked like he could pop my head like a zit if I ticked him off. But as I thought about retreating, I took another look around at the cast members as they swirled around me in a happy flurry of post-show activity. They were finished for the night, packing up and heading home, but even though the movie was over and the lights bumped up full, they hadn't lost their energy. They were still connected, talking, laughing, carrying props and costume pieces out the door. They had purpose. Each of them seemed to know that they were a part of something that was bigger than they were, and clearly they looked forward to the weekend for reasons that had little to do with simply sleeping until noon. Seeing the contented looks on their faces was all it took to straighten my spine. Whatever I had just seen, whatever this thing was, it seemed absolutely necessary that I become a part of it. In a way, I already was. The Rocky heroine had entered my bloodstream, and I was hooked. I just needed to figure out how to get my weekly fix. This, unfortunately, involved going through a gatekeeper who looked like a mountain crammed into a pair of denim trousers. And not a friendly mountain, either. More like the windswept, snow-capped K2 of human beings. Gritting my teeth, I approached Mount Donnie with what I hoped was a confident spring in my step. He was dealing with someone else as I walked up, so I had to wait to catch his eye. I had nothing but time.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?